Amen. And we're going to go before the Lord in prayer on this favor. It's all over you Friday. Father, we just thank and praise you that you told us in your word that you favored your children because our minds are stayed on you. Father, we thank and praise you that you have already favored this TMC call as you have blessed us with almost 4 years of being together to experience the goodness of the Lord. Father, we thank and praise you that favor is all over Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God, as you gave them everything they needed to walk through and get this call going. Father, we thank and praise you that you have ordered their footsteps, that you have been that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Father, we thank and praise you that you have favored the Diaz de Leon family, oh God, over all these years, Lord, as they sought you and how to go about Artists International. Father, we thank and praise you that you are blessing their going out and their coming in. Father, we thank and praise you that favor is not only for the future, but it's for now. And so we embrace it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you that you got us up this morning, Lord. That's just favor, Lord, in our right minds, oh God, with the destined for today. Father, we thank and praise you, oh God, that we will walk in favor, we will walk in the admonition of the Lord, and we will commit this day to you as we are doing. We thank you, Lord, for the speaker who will bring forth a word of God that we know is a rhema word, that we know will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we start our day. Now, Father, we just ask that you continue to be with them, that you shower them with your love, your favor, and your protection in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, the only one who is not favored on this line is Satan and his cohorts. So we put a gag order on them that they will not even penetrate any part of this call this morning because this call, this TMC line, is favored of the Lord. So everything that is not supposed to be in it is already disrupted and is no more. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each and every family member, whether they were a family member from the beginning of the call or just joined us. Father, we thank you that you have ordered their footsteps today. And Father, that we will not fear for anything because you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, love, and a sound mind as we walk in favor and expectancy of your goodness today, and also that we might be a blessing to somebody else. We give you praise, we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a favorite weekend because it's all over you in Jesus' name. I will now turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
I am, Minister Willie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you, women of God, for seating us and greeting us this morning and for opening us up with that anointed prayer. This favor is all over you Friday, and so we praise God for you. Well, good morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. So on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador in Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, I greet each and every single one of you, and thank you for dialing in this morning to the Master's Call. See, back on October the 25th of 2010, which we are celebrating and approaching our fourth year here on the Master's Call. Why? Because our co-founders said yes. They said yes, yes to the mission statement that lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. Yes, about our scripture reference that we stand on, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." They said yes to the mission. They said yes to the mandate. And so we have the opportunity to be here every morning, Monday through Friday, at this divine and appointed time, and even on the holidays. So we are in celebration mode, and we invite each one of you to celebrate with us, to just give us your feedback and give us your word on how this call and this ministry has blessed your life, how your life has been changed because of the Master's Call. So we invite you to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. If you would go on to our website, there's a section on there for you to put your comment. Also, if you have a praise report, a prayer request, or a testimony, plus we are looking for new, I would say, servers. We're servers. We're greeters. We greet. We host here. We're prayer intercessors here. We are willing to do what thus says the Lord. So whatever it is that God is calling and purging you to do, if you would like to do it here and start here on the Master's Call, then we invite you to. So send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will respond to you. Immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, we head over to the morning motivational call. Here we get our inspiration here on the Master's Call. But then we head over to the morning motivational call. For many of us, we are artistpreneurs. And so in order for us to stay motivated, we go to the morning motivational call. And that number is 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539598#. All roads lead to the Atlanta Resort in the beautiful, beautiful Bahamas. And so that will be October the 31st, November the 1st, and November the 2nd of 2014. So please visit www.artistempowermentconference.com. Once again, www.artistempowermentconference.com, so that you could get the information and update on what will be happening in the Bahamas. So I believe I have covered everything. Of course, if you know that you, if you are an artistpreneur on this line, please make sure that you check your back office for promotions that are happening today, tomorrow, and throughout the super fantastic weekend that we are getting ready to anticipate and expect. So please check your back office for new updates. There's also a personal health questionnaire that has been posted in your resources, so you want to make sure that you get that in your hand. So at this time, I hope you have your Bibles, your notebooks, your pads, your tablets, whatever is necessary for you to take down what God is getting ready to say to you this morning through this mighty man of God, this vessel that God has called and appointed and ordained for this appointed time and hour. He is none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Derek Allen, he is a pastor, he is a husband, he is a father, and he is a new grandfather. And so we celebrate with him just what God is doing in his life. I'm telling you, anytime he comes on this line, he has a profound and prophetic word for God. And with the principles that God gives him, we're able to walk mightily. We're able to walk in victory. We're able to walk in the favor that God has put us in. And so there is definitely favor upon his life. He is an artistpreneur. And I thank God for him. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you this morning none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Derek Allen, are you out there this morning?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
Thank you very much. Well, I give it back to you, my sister. Amen. Praise God down there in California. I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts. I thank God for Dr. Weatherspoon, Vanessa Weatherspoon, all of you artists, distributors, the Dios De Leon family. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a beautiful Friday morning in the city of New York. Amen. Praise God. Just finishing one of my radio programs, and it is my distinguished pleasure and privilege to be with you today. Amen. Praise God. I'm sitting in for my brother, Pastor Glenn John. Amen. He's on assignment, and he called me up, and it was, you know, a no-brainer for me to take this opportunity. It's always an opportunity to share, amen, with, amen, those of us who would hear. I believe that God has called us, amen, to be our brother's keeper. I believe that God has called us, amen, to encourage one another. And I'm telling you today, if never a time we need to encourage each other, it is now. Amen. Things are happening fast. You know, I have to give it up for our brother. I believe most of you know him, Brother Greg Cartwright. You know, we talked the other day and we were talking about no rain in Northern California for so many years. There's drips of rain. You cannot even see, amen, the dew, the wetting on the ground after it fall. But yesterday he called me and he said, Pastor Allen, it is raining. I'm taking a soak right now. So we thank God, amen, that God still answers prayer, that God still remembers those in Northern California. Amen. Praise God. I want to speak to us today briefly on a topic, position for your blessing. Amen. Position for your blessing. Amen. And I'm diving right into this topic today. All through scriptures we read that God wants to bless us. And not only, amen, praise God, does he want to bless us, he has a way to bless us. Father, we give you thanks this morning. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. I pray, Father God, that you will have your way. I pray for this special anointing that I so frequently pray for to be upon me even now. Lord God, I decrease. You increase this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, so he always wants to bless us. And we wonder, amen, he has a system, amen, set in place so that when we do things his way, we get his results. Amen. The Bible says that his ways are higher than our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. So sometimes we cannot even fathom the what does it mean for God to bless us? What does blessings mean? So many times we try to figure out in our natural thinking. We try to come up with a plan and look for ways to get the things we need and desire. But this morning I'm encouraging somebody today, amen, to trust God. But in God's system, the plan for blessing is already established. Oh, praise God this morning. We do not have to change the wheel. We do not have to invent the wheel. But all that we have to do is to follow the system that God has put into place. Somebody hear me this morning. All we have to do is to position ourselves, position yourselves, amen, by following the commands for God's commands. Amen. When we honor his word by giving our tithes and our offering, we are positioning ourselves under the, praise God, open windows of heaven. Of heaven, praise God. That's what it says in Malachi chapter number 3. Amen. If you didn't know, well, I'm in the message already. And verse 10, Malachi 3 and 10, that when we bring our whole tithes into the storehouse, I, God, will open to you the windows of heaven, and I will pour out blessings that you cannot contain. God has already put a system in place. All he wants us to do this morning is to follow the system, to follow the plan, and we are going to see a return in our lives. I don't know about you, but I trust God every single day. Sometimes things are not the way you want it to be, but are you walking this morning in obedience? You see, positioning yourself also means to obey. You have to obey. You cannot have your own system and think that you can get God to line up with your system. He wants us first to follow his system. And when we follow his system, we are going to see the return. He said, bring all the tithes of offering into the storehouse and prove me and see if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and see if I will not pour out a blessing so that you will not have room enough to receive it. I'm telling you this morning, we should be anticipating that type of blessing. We should be anticipating that type of return because we are trusting God. We are doing his command. We are doing what he tells us to do. Then by all means, we should always be looking up, expecting God to shower us with his blessing. Oh, somebody hear me this morning. When we live a lifestyle of giving, giving of ourselves, giving of our talents and resources to bless others in his name, in God's name, in Jesus' name, you are living a lifestyle of blessing. I'm here to tell somebody this morning that as you prepare to position yourself for your blessing, understand that your blessing will come when you do something different, when you give. Oh, praise God. Somebody's saying this morning, well, Pastor, you do not understand. I have a need in my life that I need more than what I have. So how can I give out of my need? I heard the scripture said, give, and it will be given unto you. Did I say it right? Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give into your bosom. Remember what the scripture says. You first give, but all of the returns that come after you give is tremendous. It's more than what you give. Somebody said it this way. God is no man's debtor. So when you give to someone else, you lend to yourself. Oh, somebody hear me today. The Bible says that we must cast our bread on the water that we may find it after many days. You know, sometimes people look at me, Pastor Allen, why do you do so much for people? Why do you always get involved? Why do you always have to do that and take care of that and run here and there? I tell them every day what I am doing is for my grandchildren. My children, they are grown. God is blessing them. They're doing fine. But I think about my grandchildren who are now being, amen, a part of this system, this world. Amen. Praise God. So what I am doing today is not for my return now, but I believe my grandchildren, somebody will be good to them because of what I am doing for somebody else. Somebody needs to hear me today. If you have a selfish spirit, then you will not increase. But if you have an open spirit to give, you're going to see an increase in your life. You will see a more, amen, praise God, enjoyable life. All the things of this world, you may not possess it, but I know, amen, and I believe what the writer said. Solomon writing in Ecclesiastes, the Bible says that Solomon was one of the wisest persons that ever lived. And Solomon, praised God, when he had everything up, all the riches, all the wealth, all the women, all the things that he had, he said, listen, it's only vanity and vexation of spirit. Somebody hear me today. You can have a great life. I'm not here to tell you do not enjoy your life. I believe in having vacations. I believe in eating the right and great stuff. I believe in driving good and looking good. But understand, don't see your brother in need and ignore that and believe that what you can tell him, you have to be like me. No, stretch your hand to your brother. Stretch your hand to your sister. And when you do that, you're going to even be more contented, more happier than if, amen, you were doing it for yourself. Is anybody hearing me outside there this morning? So when we, amen, when we give a life of giving, God will make that, make sure that every need you have is met in abundance to his glory. Today, today, amen, praise God, as I prepare to come down, if you have never stepped out in faith in the area of giving, ask God to show you one way to be a blessing to someone else. Ask him, hallelujah, what he wants you to give today. It may be some time. It may be to go and to help some senior citizen. It may be to go and to help somebody somewhere. Listen to me. We cannot live a selfish life We have to live a sharing and caring life. Oh, I feel this word this morning. The scripture says to try him, prove him. That means, amen, praise God, to make a step of faith and let God show you his faithfulness. Honor him and put him first in your life, and he will honor you. Remember, you cannot outgive God. And when you become a giver of and a tither, amen, praise God, you can wake up every morning and say, I'm positioned for my blessing. As a matter of fact, the writer said in the book of Lamentation that God is always there. He said, listen, every time I wake up, new mercies, I see all that I have needed. Thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Let me share this with you. Amen. Praise God. I know you might say I did not read the scripture yet. Well, I left that scripture for last. But let me share this with you this morning. What you have in your hand, if it is not large enough to be a harvest, then it is a seed. Can I tell you that again? Whatever you have in your hand, if it is not large enough to be a harvest, then it is a seed. How many of you understand that the seed, praise God, is that small thing in your hand? And somebody said, if you have your hand, your fist closed, then you cannot receive anything. So you have to first open your hands and be a blessing. If your what you have is too small to be a harvest, then plant the seed. So when you plant your seed can grow. Oh, somebody hear me today. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 28, verse 1 through verse 7, it says, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. This was a promise to Israel, but I believe that this is one of the promises that is handed down to us, even from Abraham. Amen. And it came down to all. Amen. Praise God of the patriarch. There are things in the Old Testament that are for our understanding and our learning, but I believe that there are some promises that still hold true today. And God is saying, praise God, all of these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. I don't know if you're ready for an overtaking blessing, but I'm tired of being, amen, without. I'm tired of living in mediocrity. I don't know about you, but I'm believing God for a mighty blessing, for all showers of blessing, even in our artist business. Some of you, your numbers may be down, but position yourself this morning. Don't be afraid to sow a bottle of juice in somebody's life, or a bottle of ProDigest, oh my God, or a box of coffee. Do not be afraid to be a blessing. I'm telling you, we got to pray for Brother Greg. Amen. I mentioned his name already, but this man, I met him one time in my life, but this brother is such a blessing to me. Now, this man, he just pour out into all of us. He give away every single day, and I prophesy that God will multiply this young man in his time, that he will live to enjoy his seed that he has planted, because he's an obedient child of God. Somebody hear me today. Verse 2, the Bible said, verse 3, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be in the fruit of your body, the produce of the ground, the increase of the herb, the increase of the cattle, the offspring of the flocks. Blessed shall be your basket, amen, and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall be, you shall when you come in, and blessed you shall be when you go out. And the Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to, amen, to defeat you before your face, to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you. you one way, but they shall flee seven different ways. Position to prosper this morning. Position yourself to be a blessing this morning. You have to be, when you are blessed, God bless you to be a blessing. This morning, obey God and see God bless you in your season. Right now, in this time, in this, for some people it is hard, but you're going to see the favor of God upon you. I pray the favor on you this morning of Almighty God in Jesus' name. Amen. I give it back to our host today. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Give it back to our host.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. What a powerful message this morning. Thank you so much, Pastor Allen, and I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Majestic Father, we just thank you for your majesty. We thank you because you are sovereign. We thank you because you are all-knowing and you are everywhere we need you to be, God. And so we thank you right now for being here on the Master's Call. We thank you, Father, that you kept us safe all through the night and you allowed us to wake up into a new day. And as your word says, this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, that your favor is all over us today. We thank you that your favor goes before us, beneath us, around us. It surrounds us, oh God. And we thank you that we are the light of the world, Father. So we thank you for the message that you sent straight from the throne room through Pastor Derek this morning. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, as he has enhanced, enriched, and empowered our lives, Father, that you would increase in his life right now, Father. I speak right now that you would just bless his family, bless his ministry, bless his businesses. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare right now, in the name of Jesus, that this call, Father God, will change lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing right now. I speak healing over Joni's body, over Tanya's body right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Sharon Stowers to you right now, Father. I pray that you would just touch her mind, her heart, and her spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Martha Givens to you and her family. Comfort right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I just thank you for the many things that you're doing. I lift up the Elite Ladies of Expression. I lift up Artists International as a whole, Father. I pray that the vision will continue to go forth as we continue to reshape lives one at a time. I lift up the Master's Call to you as we are approaching our fourth year, God. I thank you, Father, for this divine and appointed time, Father, that you allow for us to wake up and to get on this call for a half an hour every day to hear what you would say, that our lives have been changed because of the mission and the mandate that you have given to Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Father. I thank you for the new and great things that are happening in our lives, Father. I thank you for our children, and I thank you as they go to school today, Father, that you would allow their ears to be open and their minds to be receptive to what you would have for them, Father. I speak protection over them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I speak that every single need will be met because you are our shepherd. And we shall not want for anything, oh God. And I just thank you, Father God. I thank you for all that you do, Father, for I realize that we are nothing without you, but we are everything with you. And with you, we can do all things because it is you who gives us strength. So I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for your favor as we anticipate and expect great things to happen for us in this day. And I decree and declare these things in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So once again, I thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call today, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. Remember, we will be heading over after part two of this call today. It's Friday. We take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. And after that, we will head over to the morning motivational call. And that number again is 530-881 1300, and the access code is 539598#. Remember, please visit www.artistempowermentconference.com for information about our upcoming Artist Empowerment Conference that will be happening in the Bahamas, October the 31st through November the 2nd of 2014. Also, we are celebrating here on the Master's Call our fourth year. So start preparing and being proactive. Start preparing what you would like to say to us, because the week of October the 20th through the 25th, we will be reaching out for each and every single one of you who would like to share how this call has truly enriched, empowered, and enhanced your life. So at this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Derek Allen if he would come back to the line, and then the next way that you will hear after he gives us our benediction will be none other than our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Pastor Allen, are you there?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, we thank God again for another opportunity. Amen. Praise God to be able to position ourselves to receive our blessing. Amen. But remember, we have to walk in obedience to the word of God. And if we do what God says to do, then he will do exactly what he said he is going to do. Father, we thank you again for another opportunity. We thank you, Father God, for another day. We thank you, Father God, for the privilege that you have afforded us to share together. Even, oh God, the opportunity through technology to connect, oh God, with sisters and brothers. We have never met in person, some of us, but God, through technology, we are able to connect. So, God, we pray your blessing upon each and every one of us, the dear De Leon family, oh, God, the TMC, oh, God, staff, those who you have put in their heart, oh, God, to begin this program, oh, God, even close to 4 years ago. And we thank you, God, for the opportunity that has been granted to us, oh, God, to be participants, oh, God, and recipients of this call. Bless your people today and this Friday. As we go forward, go before us. Father, we are grateful that you, O God, have mandated us for such a time like this to be, O God, even in the marketplace, to serve others. O God, be with us, we pray. That they remember that you are the head, you're not the tail. You are victor, you're not a victim. You are up, you're not down. You're great, you're not defeated. Destiny is ahead of you. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The sky is the limit. The earth belongs to God. Blessings be upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. So awesome, awesome, awesome a word you brought to us this morning, Pastor Allen. And I see Pastor John on the phone, and I just thank you for stepping in for him. We're covering him in prayer. He's on his way to Kentucky this weekend to minister to our artist family down there. And just like you said, as a brother in the Lord, you stepped in, and we thank you. We thank both of you. I tell you, those words that you bring, just the power, the fire of God, and the challenging us to be all God has called us to be. So thank you again so much, man of God, as always, for just being here and sharing what thus saith the word of the Lord this Friday morning. Well, good morning, TMC family. So excited, as always, on Fridays. One of the main platforms that we have is to pray, to be midwives of prayer. And we, at this time, every Friday, open up our Q&A and invite you to hit *6 so we can hear your prayer requests, hear your praise reports, and lift them up before the Lord. This site was invented, this call, so that we could be the prayer component, the place that is a pillar of prayer and posture to have the word of God go forth freely. And as we've been saying, and we're getting so excited that coming up on 4 years, wow, I can't even believe it. Dr. PK and I were talking yesterday, just getting excited and planning and just saying, look at the faithfulness of God. Had no idea, just with a simple act of obedience,
how many lives would be affected and changed for God's glory and at most for our good. So at this time, we encourage you so that others on the line can hear and also join in concert with us as we pray one for another, as the Word commands us to do. As we celebrate, we have seen so many blessings come forth. Talk with Godmother yesterday. She was on the call this morning. I know she's already headed over to her call on this Transform 90 Friday that we were covering her in prayer for the homegoing celebration of the matriarch, Mother Elizabeth Martin, and her family on Monday, and she was just so excited that they read the resolution from artists and our TNC family, and that the faith, that component that Papa Diaz de Leon talked about, was in full operation for her and Laura while they were in Columbus, Ohio. So continue to keep that family in prayer as they are celebrating life in her lineage. She was, I think, almost in her 90s, but still, you will miss, as we remember, the seeds that Pastor Derek talked about, the many great seeds that this matriarch had planted for her family. And as our host today, we thank you so much, Ms. Tiffany and Minister Willa, for celebrating and greeting God's people. We are still covering the Givens family. Our executive president out of Fort Worth, Martha Givens, with the homegoing of her mother, Geneva. It was 2 weeks ago, and to continue to lift her and her entire family up. And there's so many that we know and some we don't know who have had loved ones to transition. But we cover everybody in prayer. That's our role. That's our mission. And that is our mandate. So if you would, star 6, we will be honored to take your prayer requests. We are always praying and covering the Kings of Artists as they are preparing and have flown down. They went down as a cursor. Diamond President Reggie Flanagan and our Platinum President Robert went to visit the Atlantis Hotel and to meet with the Bahama team, and things are just coming together so greatly. And we're praying for them because the enemy fights. The enemy gets angry, but greater is he that's in us in our preparation. So we just praise God. Everything is coming together. And not to forget, the 29th is the last day you can reserve your rooms for $99, and you must reserve two rooms. Remembering that after that it goes up to almost $200 a night. So we want to be proactive, because remember, you have up to 2 days before the conference to cancel the rooms if you're not able to go for some reason. So it's much better to have your reservation in and cancel than not to have it. So we're going to be praying for all of us as we prepare for that. All right, we're going to head on out to Philadelphia. Good morning, Ms. Shervon. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Good morning, Master's Call family. I am calling this morning to thank the callers in regards to my girlfriend, Anna, whose husband, Reverend Bill, went home to be with the Lord. The services was this past Monday, and it was truly a blessed service, and she's getting by. I do ask for prayer for a young lady by the name of Tanisha Woodall. In the procession, as we were going to the burial site, she got sideswiped. She was the car right in front of me as we were going to the burial site, and she got sideswiped and had to end up being hospitalized and go to the trauma unit. So we're praying for her prayers. I don't know, I guess the gentleman just didn't see the procession or what, but he came right on across that intersection and got her right on the driver's side. I'm also asking for prayer for one of my church members. Her name is Phyllis Green, and her cancer is being very aggressive this time around. And the nurse, she said, has come to visit her because they're talking about hospice care now for her. There's not too much more that they can do. I'm going over to, of course, offer her some leave and have her hear Pastor John's message, and hopefully she receives it. I don't know if it's too late at this point, with her cancer being as far as it is, but also prayer for her son, Chris, who is very upset with the Lord right about now because he lost his dad to cancer. And now that his mom is ill a second time around with it and it being so aggressive, he's just a really upset young man. And so it's also affecting his college grades and everything at this time. And that's it for this week. You guys have a blessed, you guys have a blessed weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and same to you, and I will definitely be praying for a favor when you go to the hospital, and it is never too late. You know, they had just given Pastor John months to live. He was in four-stage cancer. That's why he has prostate cancer. That's why he has so much passion with this. So it's never too late. So we're going to be definitely locking in agreement with you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Miss Jackie in Indiana. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor V. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Well, good morning. Good morning to you and good morning to my TMC family. I give much love to all of you. I am calling with a progress report on Platinum President Lucilena. She had surgery this week. She's still in the hospital, but she's doing quite well. So I'm asking for prayer for her recovery and that she continues to recover and get back to doing the business of artists. Still in Colombia, South America, and, you know, she does those Latin American countries. She's the person that opens up those countries. So please keep her lifted in prayer. She also is my Platinum President. So please keep her uplifted in prayer for her speedy recovery. And I also want to give somewhat of a praise report. I had been asking you guys to keep my family lifted in prayer, that there would be family unity, and I really would like to praise God because God is working a miracle within this family, and this, and we're becoming more close-knit, and God is the center of that cohesion. So continue to keep us uplifted in prayer. It is bringing the entire family together in a way that I never even imagined, but I thank God for what's going on now. Also, there's a young man that many of you met with that I had with me a couple of years ago in Atlanta, and I introduced him as my grandson. But he, blood, he's not related, but spiritually he is connected to our entire family. My daughter pretty much raised him. He grew up in her household, and he is now taking a spiritual journey and is experiencing some difficulties. His name is Darion Boyd, so keep him uplifted in prayer because he is just as precious to me as my precious Caleb. And I thank God for Caleb, too, because God is blessing him in surmountable ways. So keep our family uplifted in prayer, and I thank you.
All righty, I've got it down, and thank you so much. Always hear your sunshine and your voice for calling in. We love and appreciate you. All righty, 0771, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning to my artist family. This is Deborah from Brooklyn, New York.
Good
and
morning.
I'm calling to request prayer for my family, the Edmondson Phillip family. We have had quite a few elders who have transitioned this year. The last of yesterday morning, she was one of the eldest. That's my grandmother's sister. She transitioned yesterday. So I'm asking to keep our family in prayer because it's just been a lot this year. And for God's peace and comfort in the midst of everything that we have to do. And family unity among us. Because after a while, these things can bring confusion, and we just don't want the confusion, just family unity. And also, I'm lifting up one of my high school classmates, Shante. Her mom is in hospice now. The cancer has spread in her body to a place where the doctor said there's nothing more they can do for her. So she's in hospice. I'm praying God's strength for her, as she's an only child. And as she tends to her mom, and God's will be done. We're just believing in him, and we're just going to let God's will be done. So just keep her in prayer for me, please.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning, and I've got those prayer requests down. There's no one else in queue, so if anybody else wanted to hit star 6 and wanting, come on in. I'm going to ask for prayer. Some of you may know her. Many of you may not. Elder Renita Macklin, in San Antonio, praise and worship leader for Pastor Claudette Copeland. I know many of y'all have seen her name advertised as one of the speakers for the upcoming Women Bower Loose Conference. But Pastor Claudette has been my mentor since seminary back in the 90s. And I met Renita when she was with E.C. Ring's Women's Conference, and she started singing and traveling with Dr. Claudette Copeland and then transitioned to San Antonio from Oakland, California. And it just was a powerful, powerful praise and worship leader, just blessing the lives of so many people. And she would hope to be with the Lord earlier this week and had had a kidney replacement. It's just other battles she had been having, but always had been a blessing to so many. Her brother, Bishop Jerry Macklin, is a high-ranking bishop in the Church of God of Christ on the presiding board. And they'll be having her homegoing ceremony tomorrow in San Antonio. So keep that church, because she was an awesome praise and worship leader and such an integral part of their ministry there in San Antonio at New Creation, and also well-known in the Church of God in Christ. So they're having her other service where they'll be burying her in Oakland on Sunday evening, and her own brother, who she's so close to, Bishop Jerry Macklin, will be doing the funeral on Sunday. And I had spoken with her when I was out in Oakland a while back last year, laughing and talking, and spoke with her brother recently. And Claudette had just texted me and told me to pray for her, but I had no idea of the magnitude of her illness. But this was a hard one. When Dr. PK and I were talking yesterday, we were almost crying talking about it. So just please keep the Backlund family, the church family, the body of Christ, because we have truly lost a worshiping angel who's in the presence of the Lord today, Elder Renita Macklin. So keep them all in prayer, because this will be a very challenging weekend as we celebrate life, the life of Elder Renita. All righty, I don't see anyone else in queue, so we will come before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this day, this faithful Friday, where you have always met us each and every day, week after week, now year after year. We first thank you for a birthday coming up, for the ability to celebrate 4 years of faithfulness each and every weekday, to have a platform and a place to glorify your name. We thank you that as artist distributors, we've had the mind, we've had the heart, we've had the desire to meet on this call and magnify you. Bless every speaker, every greeter, every host, every person who spoke and gave a praise report, a testimony. It's just been a part of the tapestry of what you've created, the beautiful unity of the body of Christ through this call. We do not take it for granted. And Daddy God, we thank you that you've always been there with us, working your power through us. We lift up the kings of artists, who all love you as they're working tirelessly to prepare for this conference. And Father, even as the enemy lost his mind attacking Diamond President Reggie with their car and as they were down in Ohio, I've already prayed and we're declaring in the heavens, according to your word in Proverbs 6:31, they have to give it back. Devil, you have to give it back to them sevenfold. Even the attacks with the accident on Robert's arm, we are speaking the total healing. Father, we understand as frontline men, the fiery darts come at us and come at them, and we're covering them in blood. We're getting in our position as they are doing the work to bless so many. The enemy is angry, but greater is he, you, that is inside of us, than any demonic force that can come at them. So we thank you that we call this conference successful. We call this conference blessed. We lift up Platinum President Anastasia and that entire team down there in the Bahamas as all things come together. We thank you that you even touched the heart of our beloved Dr. Miles Monroe to be a part, to speak, to encourage our hearts when we are all down there. We thank you for that favor, and we just call and decree that this conference is successful. Father, we thank you that we pray for Tanisha Woodall for her total healing. Oh, Father, oh, as they were going to celebrate and lay to rest one, the fiery darts of the enemy, devil, you are a lie. We send the word, like with the centurion soldier, we send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to Tanisha right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Phyllis Green for healing from her aggressive cancer. God, cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We speak life and life more abundantly. We pray for favor and even peace in her son's Chris Hart, Father, for earlier already losing his father to cancer, and now the enemy has come in with a vengeance again. But Father, keep people around her who understand and speak and believe your healing power. Now, even as Siobhan goes today to speak with her to suggest the artist product, we ask you to prepare the way now to make her heart open and tender. Father, we thank you that you said in Isaiah 40, that 40th verse, that you would go before us and make all crooked pathways straight and rough places smooth. I just thank you that everything lines up for Siobhan as she goes to minister to her. And we will do what we are supposed to do spiritually to pray. But we thank you that these natural products will get in her system. And you, God, will do all that we cannot do. But we send the word of peace and comfort and strength and boldness in the Holy Ghost to her, Phyllis, and also even to her son, Chris. Father, we thank you for the President, Luciana. We pray for her complete recovery there in Columbia. We send the word of healing to her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you because of the many lives she's changed through planting different new offices for artists all over South America in different parts of the world. Father, these frontline warriors, many of us repent for not praying for them as they're out there. We know the enemy does not want them to bring the good news of health and healing as they are your ambassadors, your ministers in the marketplace. So we speak the sevenfold return of our planned president and her health, and we call her alive and well, and she shall live and not die and continue to decree the blessings of the Lord. We pray for continued family unity for Jackie with her family. Oh, we thank you that all the generational curses have been severed at the root, the things that had kept them apart. Now by the blood, unite, bind, yoke their hearts together in the koinonia Christian unity. Father, we pray for Darian Boyd with the spiritual challenges. Oh, Father, we thank you that you work his faith muscles to trust in you, to speak what only the word says about him, not even sometimes what he feels and not even sometimes what it looks like, but that he is an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of his testimony is that he can, Philippians 4:13, do all things through you, Christ, as you strengthen him, that he is the head and not the tail. In Jesus' name, we lift up Deborah, as she's called it, for prayer for the Edmondson and Phillips family with the homegoing of her grandmother's sister. Father, as these patriarchs are being called home, as they've fought the good fight of faith and as they've finished their course and as they've left a legacy of trusting and believing in you, Father, let us celebrate their life, celebrate their lineage, and catch the baton and do our part. Now, Father, that the enemy not tear the family apart as others grieve differently and walk through missing the separation. But, Father, I thank you that they'll remember the love, they'll remember the words, they'll remember the lifestyle that has brought them over and brought them thus far. And we just speak unity. Father, even use Deborah as a thread of hope and love for her family, that she will speak the words of wisdom and counsel that will keep that family united for many generations to come. We pray for Shantae as her mother is battling cancer, and she is the only child. But, Father, again, we speak life and life more abundantly, that Deborah gets products. It's never too late into her system that oxidize, that clean out. We do all we can do and know that God will do what we cannot do. So we just thank you, Father, that we trust in you and give Shante the peace, the strength, the wisdom to walk this out for your glory. As always, Father, we pray and cover the Diaz and Daily Oil of the family. We cover Artists International. We lift up Olga Zamundo to you and her travels. Father, even Pastor John, as he's traveling to Kentucky, cover that trip, and we call it blessed. We call it fruitful, and their lives will be changed as they see a living miracle of what the power of God and what the use of those products can do. When the devil had given up, when the devil had said, and the doctors had given up and sent him home to die. Father, because of his prayers, because of the seeds that he had planted over the years, the Lord sent artists by his way. So we thank you. Even as he told me earlier this week that he had gone to the doctor and got another clean bill of health, that he's still totally cancer-free. And instead of meeting and coming in as regularly, now they don't even need to see him as much because every cell in his body, it looks good. And, Father, that's a stronger testimony that you not only do the miracle, but you sustain our miracle. So we thank you, Daddy God, for all you've done, all you're doing. And with these prayers, Isaiah 55:11, not one word will return void. The Paga prayers that hit the mark. We thank you for what you're going to do. We're not even waiting till the battle's over. We're shouting now that we have the victory in you. So we thank you, thank you, thank you, Daddy God, for the healing. We thank you, Daddy God, for the peace. We thank you, Daddy God, for the protection. We thank you, Daddy God, for the comfort. We thank you that you meet all of our needs. And Ephesians 3:20, that you're even doing the exceeding abundantly above. So, Father God, as we leave this call, but never departing from your presence, never departing from your promises, never departing from being aligned with our purpose. Oh, we thank you that we understand we're your ministers in your marketplace. We understand we got to get dressed every day with our spiritual armor, and that any and every fiery dart that may try to come at us, our shield of faith will quench it and defeat it. So we love you, we extol you, we magnify your name. As we go through this weekend, give us the opportunities to be your light. As we walk out this weekend, give us an opportunity to worship you everywhere we go. As we go through this weekend, give us the privilege to be your minister in the marketplace. And we promise and covenant and expect to keep our commitment to point others always back to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out. Have that wonderful weekend worshiping our God on this faithful Friday. We love you. We appreciate you. And we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Bye-bye.